पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेव अवशिष्यते। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। लास्ट वीक ऑन ट्यूसडे I attended an international conference on obesity and diabetes. Many doctors across the world, they were there. They were mainly talking on from the environmental side and genetic side, how it is affecting our health from the environment, the things beyond our control outside, and the genes, genetics, is affecting the obesity and and the diabetes. I brought about another dimension. It is called as environmental genetics, and the third one is behavioral. Behavior has to change. We tend to put a onus, blame outside. You have to change yourself. Put a emphasis on your lifestyle. That plays an important. It gives a new dimension to the approach. In the yoga, for yoga, everyone is popular across the world. So everyone is drawn into yoga. And if you read the scriptures, many demonic people also practiced yoga, and they acquired the siddhis. They were able to fly in the space, disappear, and makes things disappear. And that is not the purpose. That purpose, that what we are practicing, is divinity in yoga. Not a demonic people also, they can practice yoga and derive benefit. And that siddhis, they will utilize for the against the community. In the Bhagavad Gita says yoga has to be practiced such a way that it should be beneficial for you and beneficial for others also. And it is called as divinity in yoga. We have been covering the 26 qualities, divine qualities, required to be acquired by the yoga sadhakas. These divine qualities, it's a Devi Sampat Vimokshaya. This wealth, inexhaustible wealth, divine wealth, by acquiring that one, it sets everyone free. If you do not pay attention to that one, if you acquire the wealth, asuric demonic wealth, it's through yoga, that siddhis, it's not in congruence with the scriptures, it is a demonic wealth, it pulls you down. Nibandhaya asuri mata, it binds you, pulls you down. The repeat after me. अभयं सत्व संशुद्धि
अभयं सत्व संशुद्धि
ज्ञान योग व्यवस्थितिः
ज्ञान योग व्यवस्थितिः
दानं दमश्च यज्ञश्च
दानं दमश्च यज्ञश्च
स्वाध्याय तप आर्जवम्
स्वाध्याय तप आर्जवम्
अभयं वन क्वालिटी फर्स्ट क्वालिटी इज फियरलेसनेस नो पॉइंट इन लिविंग इट्स इन द फियरफुल लाइफ स्केर्ड लाइफ Always under stress, always frightened. What happens if I lose the job? What happens if I lose the house? If you observe a mice, it's when people go near that one, it runs away. Its heart rate is very hard, beating very hard. The heart rate goes up, its lifespan comes down. The people, they say, people do practice yoga, practice sadhana, their gait, they walk, how they walk, it's something different to other people. Look at their eyes, people who practice yoga, that there's a calmness, serenity is there in the eyes. Whereas the other one, if you are in scared, you can make out that eyes are not relaxed. Abhaya, one mark of that one, look at the eyes. Eyes has some sort of glow in the eyes. The person, how he or she walks, there is it's a yogic way of walking. That person walks differently. It's eyes different. That is abhayam. Sattva samshuddhi. Calm your mind, relax your mind. ಬುದ್ಧ್ಯಾ ವಿಶುದ್ಧಯ ಯುಕ್ತೋ ಧೃತ್ಯಾತ್ಮನಂ ನಿಯಮ್ಯ ಚ. ವೆನ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಕಾಮ್ ಸಿರೀನ್, ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಫೋಕಸ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಲೈಫ್, ವಿ ಗೆಟ್ ಎ ಫೋಕಸ್ ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ಲೈಫ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಧೃತ್ಯ ಆತ್ಮನಂ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ನಿಯಮ್ಯ ಚ, ಒನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಎ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್ ಲೈಫ್. ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎ ಫೋಕಸ್ ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎ ರಿಲ್ಯಾಕ್ಸ್ಡ್ ಮೈಂಡ್, ಕಾಮ್ ಮೈಂಡ್. ಬುದ್ಧಿಯ ದೆನ್ ಅಭಯಂ ಸತ್ವ ಸಂಶುದ್ಧಿ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಯೋಗ ವ್ಯವಸ್ಥಿತಿ. ಆಸ್ಪೈರ್ ಫಾರ್ ನಾಲೆಜ್, ಹೈಯರ್ ನಾಲೆಜ್. ಜ್ಞಾನಾಗ್ನಿ ದಗ್ಧ ಕರ್ಮಾಣಿ, ದಟ್ ದ ಫೈರ್ ಆಫ್ ನಾಲೆಜ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಾಯ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ನೆಗೆಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್. ಇನ್ ದ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಇಟ್ ಸೇಸ್, ಯು ಮೇ ಬಿ ಎ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಸಿನ್ನರ್, ಬಟ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದ ನಾಲೆಜ್, ದ ಫೈರ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ನಾಲೆಜ್, ವೆನ್ ಯು ಅಕ್ವೈರ್ ದಟ್ ಒನ್, ದಟ್ destroys all the negativities. Try to acquire the knowledge. Abhayam sattva samshuddhi jnana yoga vyavasthitihi dhanam damascha. Dhanam, the charity, lead a very magnanimous life, not a petty life, not a stingy life. It says ಶ್ರದ್ಧಯಾ ಧೇಯಂ ಅಶ್ರದ್ಧಯಾ ಧೇಯಂ ಭಿಯಾ ಧೇಯಂ ಶ್ರಿಯಾ ಧೇಯಂ ಹ್ರಿಯಾ ಧೇಯಂ ಸಂವಿಧಾ ಧೇಯಂ. ಇಟ್ ಸೇಸ್, ತೈತರಿ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಸೇಸ್, ಗಿವ್, ಕಮ್ ವಾಟ್ ಮೇ, ಕೀಪ್ ಆನ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್, ಡೋಂಟ್ ಸ್ಟಾಪ್. ಇಟ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಶ್ರದ್ಧಯ, ವಿತ್ ಫೇತ್ ಯು ಗಿವ್. ಸಪೋಸ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸೇ ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಫೇತ್, ಇಟ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಅಶ್ರದ್ಧಯಾ ಧೇಯಂ. Even if you don't have faith, it's okay, give. Bhiyadeyam, fear of, if you start amassing, tax people will come and take it, or thieves may come and loot it. Fear of that one, at least give that one. Shriyadeyam, at least for your recognition, when you give that one, people will applaud. Oh, what a great donor. At least for that namesake, you give that one. Hriyadeyam, out of shyness, everyone is giving. How, if I don't give that one, people will ridicule me. Out of shame also give that one. And samvidhadeyam, as per the constitution, it's as per the normal human rule, give that one. Do not stop dhanam. It says, Taittiriya Upanishad, keep on giving. Because like drawing the water from the well, some more water comes. When you start giving, it's more comes to you. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅಭಯಂ ಸತ್ವ ಸಂಶುದ್ಧಿ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಯೋಗ ವ್ಯವಸ್ಥಿತಿ ಧಾನಂ ಧಮಶ್ಚ ಯಜ್ಞಶ್ಚ. ಧಮ, ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎ ಕಂಟ್ರೋಲ್ ಓವರ್ ಯುವರ್ ಟಂಗ್. ದ ಟೂ ಸ್ಕ್ವೇರ್ ಇಂಚಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಟಂಗ್ ಡ್ರೈವ್ಸ್ ಅಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ದಟ್ ಫುಡ್ ಐ ಕಾಂಟ್ ಈಟ್. ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಸ್ಪೈಸ್ ಐ ಕಾಂಟ್, ಮೈ ಮೀಲ್ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್. ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಟೂ ಮಚ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಾಲ್ಟ್, ಮೈ ಮೀಲ್ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್. ವಿಥೌಟ್ it's a piece of meat, my meal is incomplete. My tongue is only two square inches, it is ruling me. How come my tongue has become so strong? In the residence time of the food in the tongue is only for a few seconds. For that, we invest so much of time. Morning till evening, we spend our time in the kitchen, thinking that we are so busy. And to satisfy the tongue, have the control your tongue. ಧಮ ಧಮ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಅಭಯಂ ಸತ್ವ ಸಂಶುದ್ಧಿ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಯೋಗ ವ್ಯವಸ್ಥಿತಿ ಧಾನಂ ಧಮಶ್ಚ ಯಜ್ಞಶ್ಚ. ಯಜ್ಞಶ್ಚ, ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಯು ಡೂ, ಇಟ್ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ಎ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ ಟು ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ವೀಕ್ ಐ ಟಚ್ಡ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ದ ಟೈಪ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್. ದ ಸಾತ್ವಿಕ್ ಪೀಪಲ್, ನೋಬಲ್ ಪೀಪಲ್, ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ವಿಷನ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಲೈಫ್, ನಾಟ್ ಇಮಿಡಿಯೇಟ್. Mediocre people, they have a vision for the immediate needs. And the lower type of people, hook or crook, they want to acquire. They don't care about the means. That's the three type of categories. Sattvic people have a vision for the life, vision for the generations to come. Dhanam dhamascha yajnyascha swadhyaya pravachanecha. Swadhyaya and Dhamma. Dhamma, it says in Taittiriya Upanishad again, Ama is Dhamascha Brahmacharine Swaha. It says, the students, may the seekers of higher knowledge come to me. The seekers of higher knowledge, how they should be? may they have a control over their senses. May they have the control over the tongue. May they have the control over their limbs. That type of students, may they come to me, the teacher is saying. Dhamascha swadhyaya pravachanecha amayanto brahmacharina swaha. That type of the seekers of the higher knowledge. It's a great students, may they come to me. How they should be? They should have a good mind. May they have the good, it's a control over the tongue, control over the how they talk, control over the food, and control over the limbs. May they come to me. In the Dhamma, Swadhyaya. Swadhyaya. Swadhyaya means you have to learn. I may have volumes of books. And the knowledge comes to you. In the Upanishad says, Tad Vijnartham Sa Guru Me Vabhi Gachet Samit Panihi Shrotriyam Brahmanishta. The seeker, how the Swadhyaya to understand, with humility, he or she has to approach the teacher. One who wants to acquire the higher knowledge. In the ordinary class also, here, Karu School, my son, when we are studying here, teacher used to insist him, all the students, never call the teacher by the name. First name, you never should not call. It is taught even the primary school, they were telling. You should call Mr. or Mrs. or Sir or Madam. And that is the requirement. It is taught even in the school. And here, in the higher knowledge, what about the higher knowledge? You should be more humble. Not call the teacher by, hey, Raj. Or this seat, it's a teach. It's a Vyasapita. You have to respect the seat. And so it's a Tad Vijnartham, aspires of the higher knowledge. That he or she has to go with humility. Humbleness, meekness. Not to talk, loose talk in front of the teachers. When it happens, if the teacher is pleased, the heart of the teacher opens up and the knowledge he or she can communicate. That is the method with Swadhyaya. That is the starting. Starting as mentioned in the Taittiriya Upanishad, how it should be. It is mentioned in the Mundaka Upanishad, how you should approach the teacher. And what is the quality of the teacher? The teacher is the Brahmanishta, should be well educated, well full of knowledge, and should be practicing. Not only the talking, teacher should implement the whatever the he or she is talking, teacher should practice. It is not for others. And the teacher should be practicing, should be well learned and practicing, and students should come with humility, with aspiring to know higher things. Please teach me. That Swadhyaya. Tapa Swadhyaya. Tapa Arjavam. Tapa. Tapa means heat. Endure the heat of your life. Difficult times, endure the difficulty. Endure. That is the tapa. That is the one dimension of tapa. And tapa Arjavam. Arjavam, another quality of a student, is straightforwardness. Do not have an ulterior motive, only to lip service, talk something, thinking something. You should have align your thinking and talking. Tapa Arjavam. These 12 qualities we mentioned, and we will touch upon the tapa next week again. And we will, these are the qualities. I know I am repeating 3-4 classes, but every time I am touching on the new dimensions. Because of the wealth, at least one wealth quality we acquire, it is an inexhaustible wealth. It will be with us, not only it's throughout this life, it will come along with us for the next life. That inexhaustible wealth. Our bank wealth, we have to leave behind before we go. And this wealth, it will accompany us. Inexhaustible wealth, divine wealth, we have to. Even one, if you acquire out of 26, it is a great wealth. Lie down on your back.